Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. For the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about learning to live by faith. Now, our passage has been Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. And so far, we've actually covered verses 4, 5, 6, and then we kind of ended last week in the middle of verse 7. Now, this week, Pastor Reynolds will go ahead and finish up verse 7 and then complete the topic in verses 8 and 9. But what I'd like to do this week is go ahead and go back and read verses 4 through 7. And once I've done that, Pastor Reynolds will go ahead and get started. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
God will give you peace, but the task is not done at all. He'll give you a peace that passeth all understanding. So now, you're rejoicing in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, is of God indeed. Because this is how it happens. While your troubles may remain, the peace of God is with you. And notice that it guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is the peace of God that guards, that puts a barrier protecting our fragile heart and our most fragile mind. Because it's often true that mountains are made out of molehills. And we think one thing, we see one thing, and then suddenly we have it full grown into some type of thing that it never will be. Never was intended, but in our minds it's there. But that doesn't mean that God put it there. And we need this peace of God. We need God to guard our hearts and our minds. And our mind, you understand, needs to be renewed in the things of God by the Bible. But there's more to do. And we want the peace of God. But let me tell you, it gets better. But until you do what it says in verse 6, and receive the peace of God and it guarding your heart and mind, you will not be able to do what it says in verse 8. This is the way we're built, and God knows it. Because our mind can play real bad tricks on us. Verse 8, he says, "Finally, brethren," as he's coming to his conclusion about this, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest," and that's in God's eyes and not in ours, "whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." It's not natural. Verse 8 is not natural when you're facing difficulties. It's not natural. But it is spiritual. It is spiritual to think on these things. You know how we are. If we're facing a difficulty, we want to talk to everybody about it. God said, "Don't do that. You talk to me about it." We want to complain about the situation we're in. God said, "Don't do that. You thank me for it." We can't get it off of our minds and sometimes can't sleep, eat, or even function the way we should because that's all that's on our mind. And it grows and leaps and bounds, making mountains out of molehills, mountains out of molehills, that's the way it is, making mountains out of molehills. That's the way we do it, but God said, "Don't do it that way." Learning to live by faith. learning to believe God. So he says in verse 8, here's what you think about. It's impossible for us to do this naturally. It's impossible. Not by our self-control, not by our self-assertiveness or anything else about it, but we rely totally upon the Lord. And we don't get verse 8 until we get verse 7. Verse 6. That's the way it is. We have to pray to God with thanksgiving. He gives us the peace of God so that we can think upon good things. Otherwise, we're unable to force our minds into this groove. We can't do it because it's a matter of faith. And our minds are opposed to it. But it doesn't stop with just thinking about it. In verse 9, he says this. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Now, doing is different than thinking. Because in the doing, you're busy with right things. You know, it's one thing to think good thoughts, but it's another thing to put those thoughts into actions. Just before services, Tanya and I were talking downstairs. She had Sierra in her arms and the baby just gone to sleep and didn't want to go to sleep, and you know how that is. She said, I'm going to wait till song services are over because that'll wake her up and she'll be cranky and all that. And I said, you know, it'd be nice if we had our speakers down here in the fellowship hall. It'd be nice if we had the video equipment set up to do the videoing of the messages and had a, even for our own safety's sake, had a video camera set here going this way so that when we're downstairs, we could see what's going on up here. You know, that's a good thought, isn't it? Well, you're just looking at me, but I'm going to say amen. I mean, if you're not, I'm going to tell you it's a good thought. Even if I did think it. But you know, it's a lot easier said than done. It's a lot easier said than done. And you think about what this passage is saying here. In verse 8, he says, I want you to think about these things that are true and honest, and the things that are just and holy and right and pure and of virtue and things of praise, to think on those things. But then in verse 9, he says, I want you to do it. We can set out and say, oh, we're going to think this and we're going to do all this. But if you don't do it, well, it's all worthless. Because if there's no action, that's where faith is. That's where faith is. And what we want, we got to do. If you don't do, there is no faith. It is dead. But notice how it ends, verse 9. So you do. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. So they've had a fourfold witness. And you do this. And then he said this, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now that's where we're wanting. That's where we're wanting. We want the God of peace to say, well, wait a minute. The God of peace is with us. I mean, I'm saved. Can you be saved and not have the God of peace with you? I'm thinking of the man Saul, King Saul, who had an evil spirit from the Lord upon him because of his disobedience. That's who I was thinking of when I asked the question. I know that we're saved eternally, but that doesn't mean we got any peace of God. And that doesn't mean that the God of peace is with us. But that's what we want in verse 9. That's the end of it. So the message in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9, has been learning to live by faith. And the things that come upon us in this life are good for us. And it is good to be doctrinally sound. It is good. It is good to be doctrinally sound. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. These ought you have done, not to left the other undone." The other being justice, mercy, and faith. So it's all in there. See, it's all in there. Sometimes I think about me. Consider that we reach a plateau or we reach an elevation because of time and because of past faithfulness, when we ought to consider that today is the day we're living in and not yesterday. And that we need to be faithful today. And we still have a light to shine. And the most important thing of all is not what happened yesterday, but it's what we're doing now for the Lord. And whether we have this peace that only God can give. Lots of other scriptures we could add to it. "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There's no temptation taken you that but such as is common to man, but God will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you might be able to bear it." Learn to live by faith, and I pray that God will bless each one here today. Now, I know that I've not preached to those that are lost, and understand that a lot of times on Sunday morning that's the message that's expected. And I had one. I still got it. It's over there in that pile that I brought. And I couldn't get away from this one. But if you're here today and you're lost, listen. The greatest gift of all is the gift of eternal life. It's the greatest gift there is. And it's a gift that you cannot earn and you do not deserve. There's no way you can talk God into giving it to you by being good enough. But if you come to Him confessing your sins, realizing that you're a lost sinner, righteously doomed to hell, Jesus Christ will give you salvation. It's His gift to give. And it's our prayer that God would bless this morning in ways that we cannot. And His Holy Spirit deal with you that you might find eternal life today.
When we take a look back over the last 4 weeks, we see that these verses kind of build on each other. You know, we need to rejoice in the Lord is how it starts. We need to go to the Lord in prayer and supplication, but be sure and do it with a thankful heart. Once we've done that, once we've went to the Lord with our prayer and supplication with a thankful heart, He will give us His peace. We will get the peace of God. When we have the peace of God, He's going to use that. He's going to protect our hearts and our minds. You know, and once we have that peace and our hearts and our minds are protected, it frees us up to dwell on the things that are good and pure, and we kind of soak that stuff in, and we think about that, and we dwell on that. And with all of that accomplished, we find in the end of verse 9 that the peace of God will be with us. It's going to stay with us. It's going to be there for us. Well, you know, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you. There's a lot of stuff in here, and it's not natural to think this way sometimes. It's not natural to really live by faith. But God has outlined in these verses how we can do so. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call. You can leave a message at 636-673-2180. You can also log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. And, of course, the best way to talk to us is for you actually to come visit us for services. Our services this morning will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. Well, our time for today is up, but we want to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.